Nielsen's five-page insert last week asked, is the city above the law? You decide. It charges that another counselor, some city workers, and the harbor master have had Nielsen's house under surveillance, taking pictures of who's been coming and going, and in particular, how many other city councilors have been gathering at Nielsen's home from time to time. Nielsen alleges that city employees have been watching his house while working for the city and discussing that surveillance also on city time. Nielsen has hired an attorney and is threatening legal action. Nielsen's lawyer wrote to the city's attorney saying such action would be an invasion of privacy as well as a breach of loyalty between employer and employee. Nielsen declined further comment on the advice of his lawyer. His lawyer did not return a phone call to KFSK Monday. Nielsen paid the Petersburg Pilot for copying and including his insert in last week's paper, although not everyone may have received a copy of the letter. Pilot publisher Ron Lesh says he was informed this week that many of the newspapers on local store shelves were missing Nielsen's insert, and Lesh suspects someone may have removed the letters. According to City Manager Rich Underkoffler, the allegations of surveillance were one topic of an executive session held at the March 2nd City Council meeting. Underkoffler said he found the allegations to be without merit. Underkoffler writes that Harbormaster Jim Stromdahl acknowledged that Harbor employee George Wallace, who lives next door to Nielsen, and others complained to him. They said that Nielsen and other council members were observed at the Nielsen house in what appeared to be a violation of the Open Meetings Act. The state law prohibits elected officials from meeting about public business in private. In a letter to the city attorney, Underkoffler writes that he told Nielsen about Harbor employee Wallace watching the Nielsen home. Underkoffler wrote that Wallace was reporting the comings and goings from his neighbor's house since Nielsen began pushing for elimination of the night shift in the harbor. Wallace works the harbor night shift for the city. Underkoffler wrote he could not direct Wallace to stop observing the Nielsens if it was done on his own time. He wrote that if such conduct was illegal, quote, stalking of movie stars by paparazzi would have been curtailed long ago, unquote. In an email to KFSK Monday, Underkoffler said he did not have any photographs of Nielsen's home, surroundings, or people coming and going from the home. Underkoffler sent out an email last Friday to city department heads, reminding them that no employees may participate in harassing or invading the privacy of another employee, council member, or citizen of Petersburg. Underkoffler wrote that an employee would be disciplined if that was the case. Harbormaster Jim Stromdahl Saturday emailed Underkoffler that he has never given an order for surveillance of any councilman or anyone else. Stromdahl wrote, I want you to know after reporting to me what one of my employees thought might be an unethical situation, I then reported it to you. Harbor employee George Wallace had no comment on the advice of his attorney. And as of Monday, the city manager said the city attorney had some phone conversations with Nielsen's lawyer, but has not responded to the complaint in writing. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.